Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo this morning, and we're going to visit with Sadie Enberg. We've visited with Sadie a couple of times on Wellness Wednesday. Good morning, Sadie.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, you're kind of a veteran here on Wellness Wednesday, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, we've chatted a few times, but I always enjoy it every time.
Yeah, that's right. What's the subject matter this morning that we're going to talk about? Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners first, Sadie?
So my name's Sadie Enberg. I'm born and raised in Montevideo. I'm currently the rehab director over at CCM Health, and I'm also a physical therapist and certified athletic trainer by education and training. So quite a diverse background as far as that goes. But today I thought we would talk a bit about fall prevention. Not only is it, you know, fall time of year, but October is also National Physical Therapy Month. And physical therapists can be helpful in just a wide variety of areas, but always, you know, not necessarily in areas that people might think of right off the top of their head. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that today.
Well, that's good, because I'm getting up there in age, and, you know, I'm thinking about falling more. I have fallen a few times. So it's a good subject to talk about, I think.
For sure.
All right. Where do you want to start with fall prevention?
Yeah, I mean, there's any number of places to start. So a lot of times, you know, people think of physical therapy as being helpful, as being, you know, something that could be beneficial after the fact, or as kind of my father-in-law so lovingly says, you know, after the incident. But really, we want to work on the prevention side of things, too. If we can keep you from falling in the first place, then obviously there's a whole lot of benefits to that as well. So you don't have to have fallen to have, you know, a physical therapist work with you. We'd rather keep you from getting there in the first place. With my background, both as a physical therapist and an athletic trainer, I have extra experience working with patients. You know, I definitely work with dizziness patients as well, which is one of the topics we've talked about in the past, but just general balance issues, and that definitely goes hand in hand with fall prevention. But any and all physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are trained to work with patients and work on fall prevention strategies and exercises. So really, you can find anyone working in the physical therapy realm, and they will definitely be of help to anyone.
All right. Do you have any facts about falling? I'm sure a lot of senior citizens, the numbers are up there in falls.
Definitely, yeah. To put some context with it, I mean, normally I like to call something a fun fact, although these are a little less on the fun side. But as far as every year, more than one out of four older Americans, ages 65 or above is essentially how they categorize them, can and will experience a fall. And actually over 3 million older adults are treated in the ER, the emergency departments, for fall injuries, you know, each and every year, which is actually quite a staggering number. Kind of no pun, but I guess accidental pun intended. falls are also responsible for 95% of hip injuries,
oh,
so especially
wow.
As people age, that becomes a big concern, because a lot of times people associate the fall with then a subsequent, you know, potential hip fracture, which is something you definitely want to avoid if at all possible. And falling once doubles your chances of falling again, so the last thing we want to do is be increasing that risk any more than we need to at all.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of factors in falling, different ways you can fall, or
there's a wide range of things that can contribute to people falling or a risk for falls. Some of those can include general mobility concerns. So maybe people don't get as round as easily as they had, or say they have a history of a previous, you know, fracture or have an impairment to their gait or their walking. If you have a history of previous falls, like I said, that can contribute to increasing your risk. Poor vision, having your, you know, clear vision, being able to see where you are in space and the obstacles that are around you is incredibly important, and people get progressively more reliant on their vision as they age, although unfortunately sometimes with aging that vision quality can decrease. There are many types of medications that can come and potentially increase your risk of falling. You know, that's on a case-by-case situation, but there are definitely medications out there that influence that. If people are struggling with incontinence issues at all, typically that's more from the relation of the sudden, you know, urgent need to get from A to B to use the bathroom, and being rushed can contribute to that, and other just general environmental concerns like the layout of your home or the area that you're in, like tripping hazards like rugs, you know, extension cords and lines, uneven ground, poor lighting, things like that. So everybody's picture and kind of fall risk levels are different dependent on their situation, but there's a wide variety of things that we look at to determine where people are at in that range.
My experience, can I share my experience, Sadie?
Yes, please, go right ahead.
Last winter, I slipped on the ice. It was a bad, icy winter. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, yes.
you know, what really got me after that fall, you know, it was the fear that I had of falling again. You know what I mean? That
yep.
played a major role in yep, my daily life. Oh, if I'm fearful, I might fall again and get hurt or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. The fear of falling itself can ultimately result in a higher risk of future falls. Not only whether or not it, your first fall resulted in any sort of physical injury, then that fear itself can cause people to restrict their activity or alter how they move or just, decrease how much they're moving around because they don't want to be at risk of falling again. And in some cases, people restrict that so significantly that they can actually either be, moving awkwardly, that can put them at risk in a different way, or just cause them to get weak and deconditioned. And if you don't have the endurance and the strength and then the balance coordination to help correct you in those areas where you need that help, unfortunately, that can actually put you at a higher risk. So that's something that we try to alleviate for people as far as empower them to, keep moving and be doing the right things and stay active, because balance is if you don't use it, you lose it sort of situation. So we want to make sure that people can work towards being, active and mobile as safely as they possibly can.
Yeah. I know an elderly couple in Madison, they're in their mid-80s, and they walk around the block together, same
yep.
block, just to keep their body moving.
And that is perfect.
Yep, yep. So, if I come to you with a fall issue, or take us through a visit with you, Sadie.
Yeah, what we're working on. So, really, for any visit, to start right off the bat, you'd meet with a physical therapist. But sometimes, over the course of multiple visits, physical therapist assistants can be involved too. But what we look at, like I said before, everybody's picture and their fall risk is individual to them. So we would look at all those potential contributing factors of the fall risks, look at your history, look at the situations in which potential previous falls have happened, and then we'd make a personalized individual plan to figure out how we need to safely address those different areas. Speaking really generally, a lot of times that will involve exercises that work on your overall balance, your muscle strength, your endurance, and maybe some of those more situational sort of things. The plan will look a little bit different for, say, someone who's maybe living in an assisted living facility that has all level ground and clear open hallways and no need to navigate stairs, versus say maybe there's an older couple or adult that's still trying to be as independent as they can and stay out on the family farm where there's a bunch of uneven ground and steps to enter the old farmhouse and things like that. So everything is going to look a little bit different for each person, but globally speaking, we'd be looking at those contributing factors, your prior history, the situations in which you're still navigating the world and what those environments look at, and also working on your strength and endurance and balance to help make those patients feel more comfortable in those situations, help them be more confident with how they're moving through their daily lives, and keep them as active and safe as they possibly can for as long as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Talk a little bit about what's the most common fall. What's the most common things that you see, Sadie?
Well, honestly, now that we're starting to get towards the cooler weather winter season, the ice one is definitely the most common risk. Occasionally, there's some, the uneven, unexpected, uneven ground, step in a hole or anything like that for people that are out and about. Sometimes falls can happen just as with another illness. Something that can happen really frequently is if people have a urinary tract infection. Your body starts to fight that infection, you get really weak really quickly and sometimes can be a little bit disoriented at times too, and sometimes that weakness can come on and result in a fall. So especially if we're looking at there isn't a real clear cut, I tripped on this or something like that, and people aren't feeling well in general, sometimes that can be the culprit as well. So those are just a couple of the common ones.
Yeah, dizziness play a factor in that too? More like
100%. My background is in dizziness and balance and working with people that have vertigo or BPPV. And I tell people there isn't necessarily a medical issue emergency with the fact that those crystals are loose and making you dizzy. But honestly, it's the fact that it makes you dizzy and puts you at risk for falls. That is very much word for word my speech that I've actually given a few times this week to patients that I have seen. So, yes, if you're struggling with dizziness that's contributing to your balance concerns, 100%, please talk to your primary care provider or a physical therapist about ways to help manage that, because there are definitely some situations in which, especially if it's vertigo, talk to a physical therapist because we can treat that and we can make that dizziness stop pretty quickly.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to touch on, Sadie?
Really, I think that about covers it. If you have any questions, though, by all means, for anyone listening, please reach out to your primary care provider to talk about any of your potential, you know, fall risks that could be contributing to any areas of concern that you might have. Or if you have questions for us as far as the physical therapy team here at CCM Health, please reach out to our rehab services department. We can be reached at 320-321-8230. And we would be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have or point you in the right direction or talk about the process for what that might look like.
All right, real good, Sadie. Well, you're just a wealth of information this morning. I love it.
Well, thanks. I try.
Okay. Thank you, Sadie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. It's great talking to you.
Yep. That's Sadie Enberg from CCM Health in Montevideo, and it's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.